Welcome to Economic Ninjutsu, Prepping for Downturns. I'm your host, Sharon, and today we're going to dive into the not-so-mysterious art of weathering economic storms. As Warren Buffett once quipped, only when the tide goes out do you discover who's been swimming naked. Let's ensure that's not you. So first things first, understanding the cyclical nature of the economy is key. Just like nature, economies go through seasons. Sometimes they're flourishing, other times they're in hibernation. Today we'll uncover the patterns that lead to downturns and discuss how you can prepare your business to not just survive, but thrive. Let's dive deeper into these economic seasons. Economists often describe these seasons as consisting of four phases: expansion, peak, contraction, and trough. During expansion, the economy grows, employment rises, and spending increases. This is when businesses generally boom. However, what goes up must come down. The peak is the zenith, where growth reaches its limit. From there, the economy begins to slow, entering the contraction phase. This is marked by decreasing employment, reduced consumer confidence, and slower sales. Eventually, the economy hits the bottom, the lowest point, akin to the economic winter. But here's the good news. Just as winter turns to spring, the economy eventually recovers. By recognizing which phase the economy is in, you can better position your business. For instance, during an expansion, you might focus on growth and expansion. And as the peak nears, it's wise to start tightening your belt, reassessing your expenses, and preparing for the leaner times ahead. Preparing for each phase requires a tailored approach. During prosperous times, invest in building your capabilities and expanding your market presence. As the economy begins to downturn, shift your focus to efficiency and cost management, ensuring your business remains resilient. This proactive approach not only helps you survive downturns, but can position you to leap ahead when the economy begins to recover. Today, we'll explore specific strategies to safeguard and strengthen your business across these cycles, ensuring you not only weather the storms, but emerge stronger on the other side. Let's start with the indicators. These are the economic signs that signal a coming change. Think of them as your weather forecast, helping you to prepare before the storm hits. We'll explore key indicators like sudden stock market shifts, tightening credit conditions, and decreases in consumer spending. So first up, stock market shifts. A sudden and significant downturn in the stock market often precedes economic slowdowns. This is because the stock market is not just a reflection of current corporate earnings, but also of investors' expectations for the future. A sharp decline can indicate decreased confidence in future economic performance, prompting businesses and consumers to tighten their belts. Next, let's discuss tightening credit conditions. When lenders tighten their credit standards, it becomes harder for businesses and consumers to borrow money. This could be due to rising interest rates, stricter loan criteria, or a reduction in the amount of credit available. Tighter credit means reduced spending and investment, which can slow down the economy. Monitoring changes in credit conditions can give you a head start in preparing your cash flow management strategies. And lastly, a decrease in consumer spending. Consumer spending is the lifeblood of the economy, accounting for about 70% of GDP in many countries. A downturn in consumer spending can be an early indicator of economic contraction. It reflects a lack of confidence in the economy, which can be contagious, leading to reduced revenues for businesses. By tracking retail sales data, consumer confidence indices, and discretionary spending patterns, you can gauge consumer sentiment and adjust your business strategies to maintain your competitive edge. Understanding these indicators in unison can provide a more comprehensive view of where the economy might be headed. By staying informed and proactive, you can make well-timed decisions to protect your business from upcoming economic fluctuations. In the next part of our session, we'll delve into specific strategies you can employ to build resilience in the face of these indicators. So next up, building your financial buffers. This is your fortress wall against incoming sieges. We'll go over strategies like maintaining a healthy cash reserve, diversifying income streams, and cutting unnecessary expenses. It's all about making your business lean and mean. First, let's tackle the cornerstone of financial security, maintaining a healthy cash reserve. Cash reserves act like a shock absorber for sudden economic jolts. The rule of thumb is to have enough cash on hand to cover at least 3 to 6 months of operating expenses. This buffer can help you manage through unexpected downturns without having to drastically cut costs or seek emergency funding. Moving on to diversifying income streams. This is a subject we've talked a lot about during Money Mastery, and with good reason. Dependence on a single source of revenue can be risky, especially during economic downturns. By diversifying your income streams, you can reduce the risk of a total business collapse if one market segment underperforms. This could mean introducing new products or services, expanding into new markets, or even creating passive income sources such as rental properties or investments. Lastly, cutting unnecessary expenses. This is all about trimming the fat without cutting into the muscle of your business. Regularly review your expenses to identify areas where you can reduce costs without compromising quality or customer satisfaction. This might include renegotiating contracts, consolidating suppliers, or embracing technology to automate processes. Incorporating these strategies into your business planning not only strengthens your financial health, but also positions your business for sustainable growth and resilience. Now let's move on and look at risk management. Risk management strategies are a way to further fortify your business against economic uncertainties. Not all risks are worth taking, especially when the economic outlook is gloomy. We'll discuss how to assess and mitigate risk in your business model, focusing on contracts, insurance, and contingency planning. First, let's look at assessing risk. This involves identifying potential risks that could impact your business, evaluating their likelihood and potential impact, and prioritizing them based on their severity. This process helps you focus on the biggest threats, allowing for more effective mitigation strategies. You can use tools and techniques for conducting a thorough risk assessment, including SWOT analysis and risk matrices to help you systematically address potential vulnerabilities. Next, let's take a look at contract management as a key component of risk mitigation. Contracts are not just legal obligations. They are tools for setting expectations and securing terms that can protect your business during downturns. It's vital to ensure that your contracts include clear terms, conditions, and clauses that can safeguard your interests, such as payment terms, dispute resolution mechanisms, and termination rights. You can work with legal professionals to craft contracts that minimize your exposure to risks. Moving on to insurance, your safety net. Insurance can provide a financial buffer in case of significant adverse events such as lawsuits, natural disasters, or business interruptions. Later on in Money Mastery, we'll explore the different types of business insurance available, such as liability insurance, property insurance, and business interruption insurance, and discuss how to choose the right coverage to match the specific risks your business faces. And lastly, contingency planning. This is about having a plan B and even a plan C in place. Effective contingency planning involves developing strategies to maintain operations during crises, such as having backup suppliers, alternative sales channels, and emergency funding options. Create a robust contingency plan that includes detailed recovery steps, responsibilities, and resources to ensure your business can continue operating smoothly under adverse conditions. By integrating these risk management strategies into your business practices, you'll not only shield your business from potential pitfalls, but also enhance your capacity to operate confidently and dynamically, regardless of economic fluctuations. Next, we'll look at how adaptation and innovation play crucial roles in turning potential threats into opportunities. Adaptation and innovation are really your secret weapons. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. We'll look at ways to pivot your services or products to meet changing market needs and how to keep your business relevant and competitive. So first up, adaptation. This isn't just about survival, it's about thriving by evolving your business in response to external changes. Adaptation might mean altering your business model, modifying products or services, or even changing your target market to better align with current economic conditions and consumer preferences. Scanning the market for cues include leveraging customer feedback, market analysis, and competitive intelligence to guide your adaptations. Next, let's take a look at innovation. Innovation isn't just about inventing something completely new. It's also about improving and differentiating existing products and services or business processes to gain an edge. Businesses have innovated to enhance efficiency, reduce costs, or increase appeal to customers during downturns. Whether it's through adopting new technologies, embracing digital transformation, or finding creative new marketing approaches, innovation is the key to unlocking new value. The importance of fostering a culture of innovation within your organization cannot be overstressed. This means encouraging open communication, fostering creativity, and rewarding initiative. Creating an environment where employees are not just allowed but encouraged to think differently and experiment can lead to breakthroughs that might redefine your business. By embracing both adaptation and innovation, you ensure that your business is not just reacting to changes, but actively engaging with them to emerge stronger and more competitive. Next, we will look at how to strengthen customer relationships to ensure they remain loyal and engaged, even during challenging times. Strengthening customer relationships is crucial during a downturn. We'll explore how to deepen trust with your existing customer base, ensuring they stick with you when times are tough. Remember, it's more cost-effective to keep an existing customer than it is to find a new one. But don't wait for economic clouds to gather before you start fortifying these relationships. Building strong connections during good times can shield your business when the economic weather turns foul. First, let's discuss proactive communication. Keep your customers informed about what's happening in your business, such as new products, upcoming deals, or changes in service. Regular updates via email, social media, or even personalized messages can make customers feel valued and part of your business journey. This open line of communication is not just about broadcasting your news, it's also about opening a dialogue. Encourage feedback and genuinely listen to their concerns and suggestions. Next, focus on providing exceptional customer service. This means not just meeting, but exceeding customer expectations. Train your team to handle inquiries and problems swiftly and effectively. Ensure that every customer interaction is an opportunity to reinforce their decision to choose your business. During stable economic times, excellent service will earn loyalty. During downturns, it could be the deciding factor that keeps your customers returning. Another strategy is to personalize your customer interactions. Use data analytics to understand purchasing behaviors and preferences. This can help you tailor your offerings to better match their needs, making your services or products indispensable. Personalized experiences not only increase customer satisfaction, but also build a deeper emotional connection to your brand. Loyalty programs can also play a pivotal role. These programs reward repeat customers, incentivizing them to continue doing business with you. Rewards can range from discounts to exclusive access to new products or even special events. Not only do these programs provide a tangible reason to stick with your business, but they also make your customers feel appreciated. Speaking of which, lastly, don't underestimate the power of gratitude. Simple thank you notes, recognition on your platforms, or small gestures of appreciation can go a long way in making customers feel respected and valued. These actions build goodwill, which is especially crucial when people are tightening their belts during economic downturns. By implementing these strategies to strengthen customer relationships before and during economic downturns, you not only maintain your current customer base, but also potentially increase it, as satisfied customers are likely to recommend your business to others. Next, we're going to discuss utilizing downturns as opportunities to capture new market share and grow. Isn't that a twist? Sometimes a downturn is the perfect time to grab market share while competitors are retreating. We'll discuss strategic investments and acquisitions that can set you up for massive growth when the economy rebounds. Remember, some of the greatest fortunes in history were made during the worst economic situations, as savvy entrepreneurs found value in opportunities where others only saw despair. First, let's talk about market dynamics during downturns. Often your competitors may scale back their operations, cut down on marketing, or even exit the market entirely. This creates a unique window of opportunity for aggressive expansion. By maintaining or increasing your marketing efforts, you can enhance your visibility and also attract customers who are left underserved by others. Next, consider strategic acquisitions. During economic downturns, asset prices often fall, providing the potential for lucrative deals. This could be acquiring a struggling competitor, a new technology, or valuable patents that can give your business a competitive edge. Then there's innovation as a response to changing market needs. Downturns often shift consumer priorities and open up new niches. By innovating your products or services to meet these emerging needs, you can position your business as a leader in a newly evolving market. You can pivot your offerings effectively using customer feedback and market research to guide your development process. Investment in technology can also be a game changer during downturns. While others may hesitate, investing in automation, digital marketing, e-commerce platforms, or new production technologies can drastically improve your efficiency and scalability. This sets the stage for rapid growth when economic conditions improve. Lastly, it's important to cultivate a mindset that views challenges as opportunities. You'll want to foster this entrepreneurial mindset across your entire organization, encouraging your team to approach problems with creativity and resilience. By leveraging these strategies, you can turn a period of economic uncertainty into a time of strategic opportunity, positioning your business not just to survive the downturn, but to emerge stronger and more dominant as the market recovers. We've crafted a worksheet to help you be prepared for downturns. It's going to help you apply today's lessons directly to your business, ensuring you're not just hearing about economic ninjutsu, but practicing it too. Remember, preparing for economic downturns isn't about fearing the worst. It's about proactively equipping your business to weather any storm that may come its way. Use this worksheet to assess your current preparedness and develop a plan to strengthen your business resilience. Your future success depends on your ability to adapt, innovate, and seize opportunities, even in the face of adversity. Thanks for joining today's session, and here's to your continued success, come rain or shine.